Previously on Power Rangers, the audio drama.
You dare to mind control me?
I saved your life.
The crystal of House Bandora.
It sounds like you aren't opposed to this marriage of ours.
For now, it serves its purpose.
And after it doesn't.
I give you my word that you will not die in my hand.
Oh, no.
Make Zed grow.
No!
Voltan's power readings are off the scales. We must retreat.
Yes. Run, you cowards. Soon there will be nowhere to hide. Soon this planet will belong to me.
Gods, what have I done?
I'm sure glad you showed up, Ed, or I would have been—
Ah! I'll have your head for this.
Try it, Vilius, and you'll be next. People of the Earth, hear me. The Power Rangers are a group of American teenagers. Rocky DeSantos, Adam Park, Aisha Campbell, William Cranston, Kimberly Hart, and Thomas Oliver. Do with that information what you will, humans. Left against the Machine Empire.
Not enough against their metal cocoon.
So we just let them have my collection of powers, our ship.
I didn't say that. There is, of course, a self-destruct sequence, but no signal can penetrate the cocoon. If we could find a way to do that, we can activate the sequence and destroy the ship.
No, we need it to get home.
The ship is dead, Emperor.
You will mind your tone.
Forgive me, my lord, but the ship's engines were destroyed in battle with the Rangers. It will never fly again. I know what that collection of power means to you, but better they be destroyed than fall into the machine's hands.
And besides, we already have the most powerful artifact.
So be it. Work with the technicians. Find a way to send a signal through that shield.
And what about the Rangers, my dear?
They will be occupied right now, dealing with the fallout on their insignificant lives. But we should be ready. Can we spare any forces?
Not if you want to continue holding the city. The world's military is starting to break through. They've reverse-engineered some of our tech.
We still have time to prepare. In the meantime, I have a mission for you.
And what mission is that?
Find the family members of every Ranger and end them.
The Rangers will intervene, and I am not enough against all of them.
Then take as many Tengas as you need, and you better make sure you don't get taken alive. Is that understood?
Do I have a choice?
No. Now, go!
As Rita leaves, Vilius just glares at him.
Something you wish to add, Power Broker?
No.
Good. Now let's get to work.
I don't understand. Zed's known our identities for over a year. Why expose us now?
It is surely a sign of desperation on his part. Zed knows that he cannot hold Sydney forever. By putting this roadblock in your path, he hopes to buy himself time to figure out his next steps.
He knows we'll be occupied trying to pick up the pieces of our lives. Our families could become targets now.
We should demorph. Our phones must be going nuts.
Zordon, the mind-wiping tech, do you think...
We did not erase their memories, only suppress them. This news will have forced those memories to resurface.
So what, they'll remember everything? The arrests, the black site base we're imprisoned at, all of it?
Correct.
Oh my god, power down!
Kimberly powers down her suit, the others soon following her lead. And one by one, their phones begin going off in their pockets, each having dozens of missed calls.
It's my dad, I gotta take this.
Yeah, me too.
One by one, the Rangers file into different corners of the command center to each have very upsetting, emotion-filled conversations. All but Tommy. He is left alone.
Is no one trying to contact you also, Tommy?
No. David's off the grid over in Window Rock right now. I'm sure Grandma will call eventually when someone tells her.
He looks over to Kimberly in the corner of the platform, her eyes streaming tears as she speaks on the phone with her dad.
I'm more worried for her, to be honest, than what this means for all of us.
We'll figure it out, Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy, we must come up with a plan. Zed will be fortifying his defenses even now.
Give them time, Zordon.
Mitchell's calling. Should I answer?
Alpha, put him on speaker.
Tell me you Rangers are seeing this shitstorm.
I'm here with my team, sir. We all saw it. What's happening on your end?
I've got every agency and news outlet calling me. You kids have made a lot of enemies the past couple years, and they want answers.
What enemies? We saved the world multiple times.
Doesn't mean there wasn't collateral damage. All your Megazord battles. Buildings got destroyed. Lives got ruined. I won't even get into how many people blame you for Chicago. A lot of them still think you're working with the aliens. They're calling for your arrest.
How do we get them to change their mind?
You can't. People will believe what they want to believe. Right now, just stay low. Get your family somewhere safe. Once I figure out a plan, I'll let you know.
Well, there you go. This is it. Our normal lives are over. Maybe it's not such a bad thing. I can finally be honest with my parents. Tell them everything.
Guys, Mitchell's right. We need to get our parents back to the command center. Now!
What about the guys in Europe? Tommy, what about David?
Like I just told Alpha, David's off the grid. And I'm sure the others are safe. They'll call us if they need anything.
Guys! Rita and Zed could be going after our parents right now!
Right, I'll get my mom. Tommy, can you get my dad?
Yeah, of course.
Be safe, Rangers.
We will, Zordon. Everyone get ready.
It's morphin' time! Tiger Falcon Ranger Power!
Mastodon Frog Ranger Power!
Pterodactyl Crane Ranger Power!
Triceratops Wolf Ranger Power!
Sabertooth Tiger Bear Ranger Power!
Tyrannosaurus Ape Ranger Power!
Rocky DeSantos enters his family home suited as the Red Ranger.
Rocky! Is that you? Where have you been?
We know where he's been. We need to talk, mister. Right now.
I know what you heard, but...
Save it, Rocky. We remember everything from last year. You had Zordon erase our minds!
Zordon said it was for the best, but none of that matters now. I need to get you guys out of here. It's not safe.
Safe? Why? Are those aliens coming?
As Rocky begins to explain, a younger, teenaged girl enters the room and walks up to him.
Rocky, is it true? Are you a Power Ranger?
Yeah, it's true, Kaylee. I'll explain everything later. Pack your things. You too, Mom and Dad. Come on, everyone pack your stuff now!
And where the hell do you think we're going?
To the command center, until we find somewhere safe. Hurry! Now!
Rocky!
Don't argue, Mom! Just do it!
They protest some more, but eventually do as he says, heading upstairs to pack some clothes and essentials. As they do, Rocky is broken from his deep thoughts as he hears the screeching of birds outside.
Shit!
Rocky runs up to the window and looks through the blinds. He sees Rita, along with three Tangas.
Oh no! Guys, stay upstairs!
What? Why?
They're here! Stay out of sight! Ha!
The door smashes open. The Red Ranger kicks it off its hinges and sends it flying into the three birds.
Hi-yah!
The Red Ranger calls on his power sword, and then aims it at Rita.
Came to the wrong house, Rita! I'll give you one warning. Get lost!
Why don't I kill you instead?
Rita fires her staff. Rocky narrowly runs from the blast.
My turn!
Rocky takes Rita down with a backhand strike, then swings his sword down at Rita, but a Tanga gets up to block the strike. The other Tangas join the battle. Rocky swings a roundhouse kick to take the birds down. Beneath his helmet, he grins. Despite everything, he enjoyed that.
Whoa.
The Red Ranger turns with a start.
Kaylee! I told you to stay inside!
But it's so cool watching you fight like that.
Rocky runs up and grabs his little sister, scooping her up.
Hey!
Mom, Dad, we're going now. Get down here.
Soon, the DeSantos adults join their children.
Alpha, it's Rocky. My home's been attacked by Rita. I need four transports now.
Locked on to you all, Rocky. Teleporting now.
What the hell?
Rita enters the house a moment too late, as the entire family is gone.
No matter. Plenty of Rangers left. Finster, teleport me to Jonathan Hart.
At the command center, Rocky walks down the ramp to the main platform.
Alpha, warn the other Rangers. If Rita came from my family, any of the other Rangers could be next.
Will do, Rocky.
Other Rangers also start to arrive with their families, trying their best to not answer the millions of questions thrown at them. Billy arrives with his family, running down from the pad and directing them.
Hurry, please!
We are going to talk about this, William.
Yes, I know. Just please, this way. Come on, Lily, that's it.
Are you a Power Ranger?
Yeah, I am. Come on, we need to get you, Mommy, and Daddy somewhere safe from the bad guys.
I would like to speak with this Zordon, actually.
Later, Dad. Just go down that hall and turn right. There's a big room with the other families in. You can't miss it.
Oh my God, what is this thing? Where are we?
I'll explain everything when I can, Mom. Come on.
This place, I must be dreaming. Wait, I was here before, wasn't I? Last year. Oh, hello.
Hello. You're a parent also, I take it.
Yes, this is my daughter Kimberly, I think.
Yep, it's me, Mom. Come on.
All this time. This explains so much. All those kids who came to stay with us. Were they all Power Rangers too?
Right so.
Even Tommy? He did die, didn't he? And these aliens brought him back. Is he even Tommy anymore?
Yes, Mom, it's him. Trust me, I know.
Did he get you involved in this?
No, other way around actually, kind of.
What?
Mom, just go into living quarters. I'll explain everything later.
You do not give me orders, Kimberly. You are still my daughter.
Alpha, I got your message. What about Tommy? Has my dad come back yet?
Still waiting to hear back from them, Kimberly.
Mr. Hart? Hello?
Is anyone here?
Tommy? Tommy, is that you?
Jonathan Hart runs in from the bedroom of his apartment and sees the White Ranger standing there.
Come on, we need to get you to safety.
I remember everything. You died, you came back, we were all put in prison, and then I made you make me forget it all.
Yep, that all happened. Now come—
Thank you, Tommy.
Huh? For what?
For taking care of her.
You're welcome. Though, I remember trying to kill you once.
Yeah, that did happen too. But that was a clone? Oh, right. Yeah, coming back to me. Christ. Now I remember why I wanted to forget all this.
Alpha, I got Jonathan with me. Two to transport.
Right away, Tommy.
It happens in a millisecond. Tommy turns and looks across the room as Rita Bandora bursts in and fires her staff, hitting Mr. Hart point blank. He vanishes in light, along with Tommy. They reappear on a pad at the command center a moment later. Tommy turns as Mr. Hart collapses, a hole in his chest.
Dad!
No! No!
Dad!
The Pink Ranger rushes up the steps onto the platform, dismissing her helmet to reveal her face. Tears now stream as she reaches down to pick up her father's limp head. He's still breathing, just barely.
Alpha, get him to the medical bay now!
Kimmy! My baby girl.
He reaches up to touch her face.
This isn't your fault. Remember, this is your...
His head drops. Lifeless.
Dad! No! No!
Kim, I'm sorry.
He reaches down to put his arm around her. She doesn't react. Tommy just cradles her, and tears flow from his eyes, too. Eventually, Kimberly sniffles and brings her head up to look at her boyfriend.
Who?
Kim.
Who?
Rita.
Kimberly's eyes grow dark. She stands, lowering her father from the platform. She hands his body to Tommy as she steps back up onto it.
Alpha, send me to my dad's apartment now.
Kim, no.
Either you come help me or back off, Tommy. I'm doing this.
Okay. Okay. Alpha.
I will see to Mr. Hart, but Zordon will not like.
Alpha, please. Send us back there.
Very well.
Tommy and Kimberly return their ranger helmets to their heads and stand up straight on the teleport platform.
Now, Alpha.
All right, teleporting now. I will tell the others if you need them.
The Pink and White Rangers return to Jonathan Hart's apartment, but Bandora is nowhere to be seen.
Where is she? Where the hell is she, Tommy?
I don't know, Kim. She was here. But we escaped. She had no reason to stick around.
Why? Why would she do this?
To hurt us. To take us off balance. So we can't fight back.
Bandora! Bandora, get back at you goddamn witch!
Kim. She's gone.
He rushes up to her, pulling her into a tight embrace.
Let it out. It's okay.
3 hours later, the command center, in a small back room.
At least they're safe now.
Yeah, but what now? We can't just hold them here.
What'd you say to your folks, Adam?
I didn't demorph in front of them yet. I couldn't. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Do you want us to come with you?
No, I can do it, just not now. How's Kim?
Tommy's in the bunks with her. She's not talking really, just crying.
Yeah.
And in the bunk rooms, Tommy sits on one of the beds holding Kimberly on his chest. His shirt is wet with her tears.
How did you get past it when she... when your mom?
I... didn't.
She has to pay Tommy for your mom and my dad.
Yeah, she will.
We need to just take the Zords and tear up Sydney until we find her.
You know we can't do that.
Why not?
Because we'll lose. Again. We need to be smarter than her.
Kimberly suddenly frowns, pulling away to sit up and look at him.
You're right. If all of our parents are here, Rita is going to go after another target.
You think she'll attack the guys in Europe?
Not yet. She is going to go after the person who has wronged her the most.
Cat!
Tommy stands.
Oh my god! We have to help her! I'm gonna go get the others.
And if Rita's there, we will end her once and for all.
The scene at the Hillards' home is horrific. The hybrids peck at bodies on the floor of the destroyed living room. The bodies are that of the Hillard family. Murdered. Catherine herself, beaten but still alive, struggles as a mixture of blood and tears fall from her face. Rita holds her up by the neck.
The Rangers acted far quicker than I thought they would. I only got one of their precious loved ones. Nice of them to not think of you, though, Catherine, my dear. But rest assured that their time will come after I dispose of their departed friends in Europe. I still owe those first Rangers for the last 2 years of misery.
Catherine tries to wriggle, tries to kick at Bandora, but Rita holds her and responds with a wicked smile. She then uses her magic to levitate Kat, prone and paralyzed, to turn and look down upon the bodies of her family.
Look at what you have done, Catherine. I ask now, was it worth it? All those dark deeds you did for me, all those people you killed, all for nothing. I told you I'd get you for betraying me someday. And now your time has come. But how to do it? A snap of the neck is too quick. Yes. Tengus! Ravage her. Start with her eyes.
No, please don't!
Everyone in the room stops, even the creatures, as six beams of colored light beam in. The Rangers appear in the living room.
Ah, I knew we'd draw you out eventually. Didn't expect it to be so soon.
Shut up!
Kimberly aims her power bow and fires. The arrow glows pink as it flies through the air, but hits an erected magical shield, deflecting off of it.
Oh yes, your father. Sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry. Your dad will more than make up for it.
Try it. Tengus, attack!
A swarm of Tengas charge into the Rangers. The rest of the Rangers fight as Tommy and Kimberly try to escape through to Bandora.
Well, Catherine, it seems our time has been cut short. I suppose a quick death will have to do after all.
No!
Tommy slams Saba into Rita's defensive barrier. It begins to break. Bandora goes wide-eyed, but while her focus is on him, a pink glowing arrow pierces the bubble and strikes into her, right in the chest. Rita is sent flying back, crashing through the windows behind her. Kimberly runs and leaps through the window after her. Tommy rushes to the fallen Catherine.
Cat! Cat, are you okay?
Oh God, Tommy! My dad! My mom! My brother! They...
Don't look. Just don't look.
Tommy exhales and grabs Kat, embracing her as best he can in his power suit. Tommy weeps with an ally and friend for the second time that day. Meanwhile, outside.
Get up.
Bendora stands, the pink arrow still in her black armored chest as she does. The pink ranger aims her bow at her head.
This is almost too good for you.
Funny, I just said the same to...
Shut up. I've had enough of your words, enough of your lies, enough of the misery you have brought into my life ever since you came here. It ends today, with me.
Sorry, Kimmy, but no.
Rita swings her staff up before Kimberly can react, blasting her. Kimberly fires her bow in reaction, but is hit first and the shot goes wide. Rita then blasts again, blasting the power bow from her hands. The weapon vanishes in light as Kimberly falls to the front lawn grass. In the distance, neighbors run for their lives from the scene.
I will not fall to the likes of you, little girl. I have seen more of the universe than you can possibly imagine, have lived longer than any of your civilizations. I am a god, and you are an insect who doesn't know its place.
Kimberly charges at Rita, but again, Bendora fires and blasts her at point-blank range. The pink ranger flies through the air, and she lands, her pink suit smoking, scorched, broken.
I may not be able to defeat you all, but at last, I can end you, Kimberly.
Stop!
Rita turns as across the lawn stands Tommy, flanked by the other rangers. The Tangas now all defeated back in the house.
How typical. Tommy has come to save his love once again. It's getting very old, to be honest.
Actually, it's the other way around. She saved me many times from you. I'm just returning the favor. Surrender, Bendora!
With a flash, the other rangers all call their blade blasters and aim them for Rita around Tommy.
I won't ask again.
What? Who is?
No!
Kimberly stands and charges into the beam of light as it surrounds Bendora.
Kimberly! Wait! No!
But it's too late. The pink ranger makes contact with Bendora just in time, and the two vanish in light. Back in Sydney, Master Vilius frowns as he sees the pink ranger drop onto the teleporter pad next to his daughter.
What is... Rita?
Contain her in a force field now!
Vilius does as he is told and surrounds the pink ranger in a force field.
I wasn't expecting to be pulled out, Father. Zed said...
Zed is a fool if he thinks I'm going to let him kill another one of my children. One was quite enough. However, indirectly, you are the reason he even has the city.
I doubt he would have left me to die. He needs me. Only I can unlock the Zeo crystal.
Indeed. Perhaps he no longer thinks he needs it. He grows madder each day.
That is true. Now, what shall we do with this one?
Nothing! She is mine!
Rita and Vilius look up in shock and terror as Lord Zed enters the room. Kimberly, now standing, stops her bashing on the force field and freezes at the sight of him.
You dare defy me again, power broker!
It had to be done. You were out of control.
I have all the control, all the power.
Power I gave you.
Perhaps. And you are right. I do need you. But I do not need you, Vilius.
Zed aims his staff at the T-shaped headed being.
Just as I predicted. How unfortunate.
Vilius reaches over and presses a button on the teleporter console, The force field around Kimberly drops.
What? You fool!
Kimberly takes her chance. She charges off the pad and into Bandora. Zed aims his staff at her now.
And with that, I will take my leave. Good luck, dear daughter.
What? No! Father, come back!
But by the time she has finished the words, Vilius is on the pad and teleports himself out.
No!
Zed fires his staff, Zed's beam passing through the vanishing figure to hit the teleporter, which explodes.
Oh, you idiot! That was the last of the teleporter components from the escape shuttles. You'd better be able to fix it.
What's your tone?
Zed aims his staff at her.
Do it then. Let this ranger escape and never unlock the Zeo crystal ever again.
Are you two done?
Kimberly stands, her visor cracked and her armor a blackened wreck. She drops into a fighting stance.
I have to give you credit, young lady. You have more fight in you than any of these fools could hope for. But in the end, it matters little.
Zed aims and charges his staff.
You are but another victim of Zed. What? No!
Kimberly looks down in shock, her body starting to be covered in pink light. She reacts quickly, running for Bandora and grabbing her once more. Zed fires. But misses as Kimberly grabs Rita and brings her with her as she teleports away. Kimberly and Rita fall onto the command center teleporter pad, standing weakly.
Yes, I did it! I got through the deafening field! Oh, wait! Ay, 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 ay! Rangers, alert! She's not alone!
Again, Kimberly moves first, kicking Rita's staff out of her hands, and then striking her in the chest. Bandora falls to her knees as Kimberly moves in and reaches down. She grabs Bandora's hand and removes her magic ring. On the floor below, Rita's staff goes dark. The Pink Ranger then summons her blade and presses it to Rita's throat.
Pretty good for an insect, huh? Any last words?
Bandora spits blood onto Kimberly's helmet. It drips down the visor and mouthguard defiantly.
So be it.
Kimberly! Wait! No!
Shut up, I'm doing it. You can't talk me out of it, Tommy.
Tommy exhales and removes his helmet. He walks over to Kim.
We need her alive, Kim. She's part of the deal.
What deal?
Mine.
Kimberly's eyes grow wide as she looks to the doorway behind Tommy, where Master Vilius stands.
What the hell is he doing here?
He arrived right before you did. He wants to cut a deal. Help us defeat Zed.
And any help I provide is contingent on my daughter remaining alive.
Kimberly relents. She knows she has to. She lets go of Bandora.
Fine, but she stays locked up. And no more magic.
In one swift motion, Kimberly pulls her blaster and fires at Bandora's staff and ring, destroying them both.
That wasn't part of the deal.
It is now. You double-cross us, and I will kill her the first chance I get. Don't hit me.
Kim grabs a weakened Bandora and walks her to the lockup. In a private room deep within the command center's living quarters, the Park family sit and wait. They look up as Adam wheels himself in, exhaling as they see his wheelchair for the first time. His mother stands and walks towards him, unable to hold back the tears.
This is why you never came home. This life, being a ranger, it cost you your legs, didn't it?
Yeah, except when I morphed. I wanted to tell you, all of you, so many times, but I couldn't face you. I couldn't come up with a good enough lie.
Why? How are you involved in this?
That's a long story, Mom. But just know that it's always been my choice. And After today, I guess I now realize that my legs were a small price to pay compared to some of the other Rangers. What they've lost, I still have you, and for that I'm eternally grateful. I'm sorry, Mom, all of you, for everything.
Oh, Adam, come here.
Mrs. Park reaches down and embraces her son in a hug, soon joined by the rest of the Park family. And in another bunk room...
Kim, we need to talk. I hope you understand why we agreed to work with Vilius.
Oh, get real. He's going to stab us in the back the first chance he gets. Like father, like daughter.
Maybe. But right now, he's our only hope.
It's not fair, Tommy. We constantly try to be the good guys, and look what it's costing us. Your mom, my dad, Kat's family.
I know. And I wish I could tell you that they will all pay one day, but I'm not sure.
He walks up to her and grabs her shoulders, holding her there to look into her eyes.
Whatever happens, I'm here for you.
I don't know if I can do this anymore, Tommy. Trini told me I would feel this way someday. Didn't know it would take losing my dad to make me realize it.
I need you, Kim. I need the entire team if we're going to win against Zed. It's just him now.
I'll help you now, but this is it. Once Zed's gone, I'm done being a Ranger.
What do you mean you can't penetrate the shield?
The cocoon is too well shielded from all technology. We have no way to breach it to input the destruct codes.
Useless! All of you!
Might I suggest we focus on what we have, my lord? We are losing more and more assets by the day, and without Empress Bandora...
Rita was nothing. I do not need her. Understood?
Of course, but she was a resource, as was Rito, as was Master Vilius.
I still have Goldar.
My lord, he is in no condition to fight.
Then make him ready. Whatever it takes, whatever resources, make him battle ready. Tonight.
I will do what I can.
Finster bows and walks away.
We should be ready. The Rangers will sense my weakness and strike soon. But their old powers still course through my veins, and I will use it to destroy them once and for all. One way or another, this is the end!
Power Rangers The Audio Drama, Season 3, Episode 9, No Going Back. Narrated by Ian Schaefer. Starring Joey Sawless as Tommy, Catherine Black as Kimberly, Connor Terrell as Billy, Jimmy Ace Lewis as Rocky, Will Smith as Adam, Shakira Dunn as Aisha, Keith Seymour as Zordon, Garrett Scott as Alpha 5, Omri Rose as Lord Zed, Gina McGinnis as Rita Bandora, Tony Fielding as Master Vilius, Natalie Baran as Catherine, PJ Argento as Agent Mitchell, with Thaddeus Gilmer as Finster, Rex Anderson as Mr. Hart, Victoria Savage as Mrs. Hart, Thomas Carter Rochester as Mr. Cranston, Glenda Villamar as Mrs. Park, Rebecca Olivia Hodges as Mrs. DeSantos, Lily, and Kaylee. Pablo Torres as Mr. DeSantos. Musical score by Declan Gilgallon. David Falasian of FalasianStudios.com with the tracks Lord Zed and the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Redux by Ron Wasserman. Main theme cover performed by Rex and Lauren Anderson. Epic instrumental cover by Vince Cox of Epic Trailers UK. Written and edited by Carl Dutton, with sound effects sourced from freesound.org and pond5.com, as well as the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Folly. Script editing by Sadima Kanchibotla. Based on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers by Haim Saban and Shuki Levy, this is a non-profit fan production with no copyright infringement intended. With thanks to our patrons over at patreon.com/scytheraudio, Adam Lowry, Braden Coe, Jessica D, Professor Chris G, Clay Murdoch, Daniel Roberts, Valiant Shadow, William Nugent, Alex Brock, Ryan Houlihan, Jonathan Valentin, Melissa Lauren, Paul Murphy, Richard Jones, Shane O'Brien, Tony Fielding, Alicia Simeld, Dylan Keith, Pearl3Y13 Tank, Jessica Thayer, Kian Washington, Matthew Birdsey, Nathan Zedano, Oki19, Rizwan Merchant, RLT Sandwich, Stephen Conger, Eric Lawson, Kim Good, Rebecca Olivia, Snare Goldfeld, Suzanne Foster, Alberto Quiroga, Billy Pierce Fairs, Cameron Tabor, Frank Brunker, Nathan Gudinski, Sean Handorf, Stephen Mastriano, The Monster Island Film Vault, The Rev, Tim Blevins, Tony Young, Alex Painter, Bruce, Chaos Draco, Dorian Gray, Rob Book, Robert Rose, Zach Adamson, with special thanks to our top tier patrons, Edward Gonzalez and Mike Welder. Thank you all, you help keep the show on the air. Next time, the end.